Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows that by the foot, there's no better ride than an old station wagon. Room for six people facing forward, two people facing backward, and a whole lot of luggage, lumber, and bicycles haphazardly strapped to the roof. If you can parallel park that beast, you can park anything. And with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your land ship running longer, stronger. It's not obsolete. It's a rare treasure. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Joyce, Barry, and Friends, with stimulating talk, news you can use, and wonderful ways to stay home, have fun, and make more money. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. Today, our very cool guest is Michael Burnoff. He is quite a master practitioner through neuro-linguistic programming, amongst many other talents and gifts, and you do not want to go anywhere. You want to hear what Michael has to say about an inside job. This is Abundant April. We want you to have an abundance of friends, an abundance of opportunities, an abundance of wealth in your life. We want you to manifest whatever you want in all areas of your life. Tune us on, tune in, and tune up with the best of the best of Joyce, Barry, and Friends. You do not want to miss any of our special shows. Each show is in our archives. Need only log in to blogtalkradio.com/Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on the left side of the home page. You can play and download any of our shows at any time. You will want to share these inspiring messages with your friends, family, and contacts. Keep up with us. Don't miss any of our shows. Always informative, inspiring, and motivational. On Monday, we have the fabulous John Bell, one of the all-time greats of terrestrial radio, as our special guest, and the topic is, how do you know if he or she really loves you? John Bell, always the voice of reason, always fun and upbeat. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can follow us on our Blog Talk Radio homepage. Click follow on the upper left side right below my picture. The website, again, is blogtalkradio.com/Joyce Barry, and my official website is joycebarry.com. The chat room is now open. You can enter our chat room and have fun and chat away. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and later some great resources and tips about having your own home-based business. Our special guest today, Michael Burnoff, is right here on deck, and you do not want to miss hearing what he has to say. As always, we will kick off our show with Dr. Stan's Daily Attitude Adjuster. You will hear it by the man himself, Dr. Stan, best known as Dr. Breakthrough.
Watch out, world, here I come. This is Dr. Stan, Breakthrough Harris. And here is a declaration you need to read every day. Wow, what a great day to be alive. I feel dynamite. I like me. I accept me. I love me. I'm going to have a super fantastic day today because I'm too blessed to be depressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too glad to be sad. I'm too anointed to be disappointed, and I'm too elated to be agitated. Circumstances are aligning themselves in my favor. I'm healthy, physically fit, and intellectually equipped. I have wisdom far beyond my years. I am an extraordinary person with incredible abilities that I will use to add value to others' lives. Because I know that as I help others reach their dreams, I will automatically reach my own. I anticipate meeting the person or group of people today who are willing to use their power, their wealth, and influence to help me achieve my dreams. All day long, people will go out of their way to bless me. Today, I will add great value to someone's life. I will show compassion to those in need. I will give strength to the weak and inspiration to the weary. Someone needs what I have to offer, and I gladly make myself available. I embrace abundance, and it embraces me. I am abundant in every good way. I am an abundance magnet. I like money, and it likes me. It is attracted to me because it comes abundantly from many sources. I use my money wisely because it's a tool to help those in need. It's also a way of keeping score, showing how many people's lives that I add value to. I am experiencing great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. I am an overcomer. If my mountain can't be removed, I will develop and practice my mountain climbing skills. I may experience a setback. Setbacks are only setups for comebacks. Setbacks pave the way for comebacks. I will make lemonade out of life's lemons. And if life knocks me down, I'll fall on my back, realizing that as long as I can look up, I can get up. I commit to paying for my dreams with preparation and perspiration so that I won't have to live with my nightmares of regret. I do not procrastinate because procrastination leads to devastation. It is the assassination of my destination. Thus, I will act now. I am a doer. I get results at last. I now release the champion that is inside of me. I am the leader that multitudes of people are looking for. I choose to succeed today and every day hereafter. Watch out, world. Here I come.
And here I go, straight to the Coach's Corner. And today I will share with you an original poem called Your Comfort Zone. Don't call your friends. Get off the phone. Time to get out of your comfort zone. Turn off your radio. Turn off the TV. I won't call you. Don't you call me. Really take heed of what I say. Get things accomplished every day. You have a goal, maybe two. How will you handle it? What will you do? You can go to a movie and have some fun, or you can work on your goals and get things done. The choice is yours. What will you choose? Do you want to win or think you will lose? Your thoughts will always determine your fate. Keep them positive. Keep them great. Make your list. Keep it real. And take each goal and seal the deal. You can take small steps or a quantum leap as long as you're moving and not asleep. You will win at this and accomplish more. It'll make you happy each time you score. It's great to have a mastermind group. It's best to keep a coach in the loop. Just go for it. Don't fret or moan. Time to get out of your comfort zone. Michael, what did you think of my original poem?
I like it because what it does is it focuses on really getting you to, you know, walk away from, you know, what you normally do and get yourself moving towards what you really want. And very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. Even from the opening line with the friend.
Thank you.
And
thank
interesting.
Thank you so much.
Now
let me tell you who it – I'm sorry. Were you saying something further?
I'm done. I got lots to say later. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Michael, you always have lots to say. I am sure we can have you on the show every day for the next 6 months and you won't run out of things to say. I really do believe that. So, who is Michael Burnoff? Michael Burnoff is a very powerful results coach. Simply put, he knows how to bring out the best in people. His cutting-edge strategies and tools will assist people in doing the things that will bring them the results they desire for their life. A popular public speaker, Michael captivates audiences with his dynamic presentation style, energy, and passion. His well-orchestrated programs energize, educate, and entertain. Michael's background includes a track record as a top performer in direct sales, a powerful and effective sales trainer and recruiter. His passion is to share his communication and transformation strategies with others. A master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, Michael is known for showing people how to get results, increase their lifestyle, improve their physical health and confidence. Michael Burnoff is a powerful, seasoned public speaker who captivates audiences with his vitalizing presentation style. His energy and passion will stimulate the audience's mind to embrace the journey of self-discovery and accelerate rapid personal change. His well-orchestrated programs will energize, educate, and entertain. Attendees will leave his presentation not only motivated, but in possession of powerful tools and techniques, enabling them to take action now, enhancing their life and business immediately. The creator of Human Interactional Technology, HIT, HIT, Michael teaches an unparalleled method of communicating with yourself and others that transforms each individual rapidly into a confident and powerful individual. Michael's easy and fun style makes learning to become the best version of yourself obtainable. Michael, I'm so looking forward to hearing about the inside job. Welcome to the show, and please start your presentation.
Well, I appreciate being on the show here today, Joyce, and after having a chance to chat and just, you know, talk about our, we have so many things in line, you and I, of just, you know, we want the same thing for, you know, the people, the listeners of the show here to get the most out of this. And a couple of recommendations for those of you that are first time hearing me or the first time here on the show or a seasoned vet, have been here before, a couple of things I really want to share with you to get the most out of this is to hear what I'm going to share with you today in a little bit different of a light. And what I mean by hear this in a different of a light is a lot of times you get on, you know, different things. You go to a seminar, you hear a call, you get on a radio show, you read a book, and you get inspired. You write down a list of things you're going to do. You get all excited, and you go home, and you just don't do much with them. So I want to spend a couple of seconds here right now just really sharing with you how to get the most out of our time here together, because I wish I had 5 months to talk on the phone, as Joyce said earlier. I wish I could be on every day for a week, but we have a very short period of time here today as you're listening to this, and I'm going to encourage you to really get the most out of this. You know, my background is communication, educating people. I know the code word is I'm a speaker, but really at the end of the day, I would just call myself a strategist, somebody that can get people to get the results that they're looking for in their life, those goals you've been talking about for years and months that you were going to, you know, get going in your life that you said you were going to do. And my outcome, my job of my entire life is to get you to actually do those things you talk about and stop just talking about them and put them into action. So a couple things I want to just educate you on as you listen to me here today is about three things that I'd like you to do differently than you've done in the past. You could be listening to this at home right now. You could be at the office. You could be, you know, hearing the replay version of this. But one thing I want you guys to get here is that I'm going to encourage you to listen to what I say here, because not one word that I'm going to say is going to be, you know, indirectly set up. What I mean by that is everything I say has an intent and purpose. I don't know what I'm going to say next. None of this is pre-planned. I didn't write out a whole presentation today, but I'm going to encourage you to listen to the way that I use my words, okay? The reason why is, as I share this with you, you're going to realize there's certain patterns that great communicators use that the average communicators don't use. So, A, pay attention to that. B, I'd like you to, maybe first and foremost in your life, pay attention to how what I say makes you feel. You know, when Joyce was reading the poem earlier, you know, it sent off different emotions in my body, sent different emotions at different times, different things. I do that, I do this. I'd like you to think about maybe at certain times I, you know, talk about specific subjects, they get you excited, or other subjects that you hear me say, they frustrate you, or other subjects, you know that I say are kind of a neutral tone. Maybe jot down a couple of notes of how you feel during different times and different things that are going on. I encourage you to do that, to pay attention to how what I say makes you feel. And the third thing I'm going to ask you to do is to interact. I know that you and I can't hear each other right now, but if I ask a question, you know, maybe just interact, shout back an answer, think to yourself, hey, is this about me? Because if we can make a two-way communication, I'm certain we're going to get the most out of our time together. Because like I said, you know, the clock is ticking, and I only have so much time to get my point across. And my only thing that I really desire you to do is to walk away from what I share with you here today and walk away and use one of these things in your life. Because if you can make your life better by one level, that's going to make all the difference. So in order to get this inside job thing ready, in order to get it moving in the right direction, and Joyce and I were talking, the inside job sounds like a bank heist or something on Wall Street. Well, it's closer to that than you realize, because most of us are looking on the outside to change our lives. I hear year in, year out, New Year's resolutions from people. They're looking to change their health. They're looking to change their weight. They're looking to change their bank account. They're looking to change their career. And everybody's looking for the outside resources. If I just had the right diet program. It's funny how people are with diets. They say things like, well, that diet didn't work, so I did a different one. My belief is if that diet didn't work, you stop doing that diet for about a day, you quit, and you get back on that diet again. It's not that the diet didn't work, it's that you stopped doing that diet. Okay, people say, you know, that business didn't work. No, it's not that it didn't work, you didn't continue on with the business. And the reason why I'm bringing this to your attention here this morning is a very, very simple thing. And it's very, very simple that most of us in life know what it is we need to do. But the challenge is getting ourselves to do what we know. So a lot of what I share with you today is going to be common sense. The challenge is common sense isn't necessarily common practice. So before I get into the inside job, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, my mission and what it is that I do to make sure you get the most out of what you're doing with you and I here today. The first thing is this. Most of us in life know what it is we need to do. I'll just give you an example. Most of us know what it takes to be in better shape. If I were to ask you, could you tell me how to be in better shape? You could be interactive right now. You could say it out loud. Of course, you can what? You can move more. You can eat less. You can have a better diet. You can go to the gym, yoga, it's a thousand things. And you and I, if we were to collaboratively get together, we probably could write a book on how to be in better shape, you and I both. Okay? The second thing is, do you know what it takes to, let's just say, make more money? You know, you might not know all the ins and outs, but what could you do to make more money? You could have a lemonade stand. You could sell some stuff out of your closet. You could make more sales. If you have business, you could call more people. If you're in sales, you could prospect more. It's a thousand things you can do to make more money. Most of us know what we need to do. And when it comes down to relationships, most of us know that if you listen more and you meet people's needs and you communicate more effectively, you know this as much as I do, we can have better relationships. The challenge in life isn't knowing more. It's getting ourselves to do what it is that we know. See, most of us are looking on the outside to know more, to educate ourselves further, to take another class, to do something else, and we don't realize that the secret ingredient to getting what it is that we want is actually inside. The reason why we call it the inside job, after everything that's went on with, you know, all the different big corporations and the CEOs of companies and Wall Street and all this stuff, you realize that you can get ahead very quickly on the inside in a negative way. But you can also do it in a positive way as well. It brings up, you know, one of my favorite stories by, you know, there was a gentleman, that a Hungarian immigrant back in the early 1900s that came over to the United States named Eric Weiss. Now, Eric Weiss, you may have never heard the name before, Hungarian immigrant, about 14 years old, working as a butcher, you know, wanted more out of life. He's one of those people that wanted more, maybe like you and I, that didn't know what he was going to do to actually obtain more in his life. Now, what Eric said, he said, I'm going to find out what it is. And one day, a friend of his came into where he was working and showed him a book about a man named the Great Houdini. And he looked at this book and he realized that the guy, this Houdini, was a magician. And he did all kinds of tricks and he saw the person in half and all this stuff. And Eric Weiss said, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do the rest of my life. But I could do it bigger and I could do it better than this person. And I need a stage name. And my friends call me Ari, okay, because Eric, Ari, I'm not sure why, but they called him Ari. And this guy was Houdini, and Houdini means even greater than, so why not call myself Harry Houdini? And in that day, the legend, the name, the magician, you know, the starter of all the David Copperfields and the Blaines and the Angels, all these great magicians, was born in that moment when a man decided he was going to become who he desired to be. Now, he said, I got to get good at this. And anytime you got to get good at something, I always say it's an inside job. You got to figure it out from the inside. But what this master of the art of magic realized was that he said, if I could challenge people, if I could challenge them to lock me in a box, challenge me by putting me, you know, in handcuffs, challenge me by putting me doing this, doing this, doing this, doing this, and he found all these different things. He realized that he found a way to get out of any lock, no matter if he was lit on fire, it didn't matter if it was a police guy that locked him in handcuffs, he could get out of any lock, and it didn't matter what the lock was. And everybody would call that magic. They said, that is amazing. How does he do that? You lock him in a straitjacket, and you put three locks on him, and he can get out. You can lock him in a lock, on top of a lock, inside of a coffin, inside of a box, and he got himself out every single time. Well, the reason why he was able to do this was it wasn't how good his magic was. It was how good he educated himself on the appropriate thing. He didn't educate himself on magic. What he did is he spent a two-year period being mentored by a master locksmith, by the greatest locksmith of all time, who taught him that every single lock, it doesn't matter what size, what shape, what it's made out of, there may be 10, 15 different types of locks, the ABC lock or the Acme lock or the Silver lock or the lock you had in your locker when you went to high school. Maybe 8, 10, 15 different locks. but there's only about 8 or 10 inner workings of locks. So there may be hundreds of different shapes and sizes and colors, or thousands or millions of them, but there's only about 8 or 10 inner workings of those locks. And once you learn how to unlock what's on the inside, you can have everything you want on the outside. And he realized that once he could decipher, hey, it's either A or B, he did either A or B, and is able to open it up every time. See, most of us have a safe locked up with everything that you want in it, all your happiness, all your joy, all your excitement, the great health, whatever it is. And the reason that lock isn't opening is you haven't figured out how to get what's on inside out. And the way that you get on the inside out is you might have 3 of those digits dialed in perfectly. If that 4th digit, you know it's 1 through 10, 1 through 9 or 0, and it's 10 possible digits, what if today is the day that you pick up that one little piece, that one little nugget, that one number where you throw it into the lock, opens up the safe, and today's the day you get everything that you're looking for? That's my desire for all of you as you listen to me here on the show today, is to get the most out of everything that I share with you. Because I'm telling you, the secret to all of this, to all the happiness, all the joy, everything that you and I are doing here today, is to understand it all starts on the inside. See, for years people have been asking me, Mike, can you give me the plan to be successful, no matter what area it is? And I used to draw this triangle out, and you can like picture this triangle. On the left-hand side it says the plan, and the right-hand side it says the action steps. And people say, well, what's the plan? You know, what do I have to do? And I could give them a plan, you know, talk to more people, or, you know, move more and eat less. That's the secret, you know, losing weight. And they say, great, well, what do I have to eat less of? And I give them the plan, the action steps. And they have the same plan and action steps, and 97% of the coaches and trainers and facilitators and information out there share with you the same thing. Here's your goals, here's how to get them. Here's your goals, here's how to get them. Here's your goals, here's how to get them. But why is it that 97% of the people still don't get their goals? The reason why is knowing what to do and how to do it isn't enough. Because if you can't get yourself to do what it is you know, that's the missing link. The reason why we have a challenge getting ourselves to do things is getting goals is logical. Yet in order to get your goals, it takes making a decision. All decisions are really embodied in something called emotions. Now, most of us have not figured out that emotions are really drives a human being. Every decision that you've made in your life, you've done for emotional reasons. The decision to buy a new car. You know, typically the car we have is not the car that you need. It's the car that you bought. Okay, you could have got a lesser model. You always can. You can have a bike. You buy it for emotional needs. Okay, 10 pairs of shoes, 50 pairs of shoes, 100 pairs of shoes, women. As you listen to this, there's no logical need. You need 2 pairs possibly, okay, for a year, maybe 3. Okay, but when we have 20 pairs, that's not logic, that's emotion. There's no logic in needing a Ferrari or a Lamborghini. It's all emotion. It's emotion that drives people to make decisions, but the weakest link that all human beings have is the ability to decide. See, if it takes decisions to get where it is you want to go, but our weakest link is decisions, you got to ask yourself the question why. Why is it that people have a challenge deciding? Well, the reason why is we've taken classes in school on math, on history, on economics, on English, and every one of these classes is logic. But how many classes have you taken on emotions? You know, how to deal with rejection, 304. How to deal with setbacks, 505. How to deal when Johnny breaks up with you, 708. How to deal with a screaming kid, 909. These courses don't exist in school. The only way to learn these emotional things are out there in the real world. So my outcome for you, as you listen to me here on this, I really want you to get this very, very, very simple little thing. It's going to take really learning how to use your emotions correctly to get yourselves in the right direction. Have you ever had those days where you wake up in the morning and you say to yourself, I'm excited. You say to yourself, I am pumped up. You say to yourself, I really, really, really want to take it to the next level. And you say, this is what I really desire to do with my life, but you can't get yourself to actually do it. We all have those times. And the reason why you have a challenge getting yourself to do it is you haven't figured out a couple of little things. Okay? How are you going to get where you want to go if you don't feel like doing it? How are you going to get where you want to go if you just can't get yourself to pull that trigger and say that go word? Well, the answer is you're not. The only way you're going to do that is learning how to master a couple of simple emotions. We live in a society today, which I call the, you know, Prozac-laced society, where you tell everybody, you know, your problems, and, you know, they listen to you, and you get love and attention for having a challenge. If you don't have a big enough challenge, you get one from your neighbor. You know, someone says, oh, you don't believe my aunt died last week. Oh, really? Well, a meteor hit my house. Oh, only a meteor hit your house? I get hit by a nuclear bomb. I mean, people will make up a challenge so they can have a bigger challenge in their life. So my belief is that our ability to handle and work with these emotions make all the difference. See, I'm known as a speaker and a coach and a strategist, as someone that's willing to say what it takes and not just fire you up all the time. Because getting inspired and getting excited, that's great. But if you don't believe it, come on already. I mean, it's like Jim Rohn used to say, affirmations without action is the beginning of delusion. You know, if you're going to affirm anything, affirm the truth. Like, get honest with yourself. Because most of us want to be successful, but we can't stop being depressed. Most of us want to be in better shape, but we're so anxious we can't give ourselves enough time to do it. So my question is, are you capable of getting past the emotions you have that are stopping you? So what I'm going to focus on today's show is the two things that stop you from getting what it is that you want and how to actually get yourself to get them from the inside out. The first thing is, I have a question for you, and it's a very, very simple, simple question for today. And here's what it is. Very easy, very simple to understand is this. Have you ever had those days where you woke up and it was almost like mind over mattress? You know, your mattress won, you went back to bed, you just didn't feel like getting up. Or maybe you had those days where you knew you could have more, but you just kind of felt a little down. And what we call this is depressed. Now, I don't mean depression like, you know, you need to be on 50 medications and you're depressed. I mean, you just don't feel like you have it inside yourself to take those next steps. And I'm sure you felt this before, like the phone weighs 1,000 pounds, or the gym seems like it's 700 miles away. Or maybe that relationship feels like it's completely off base, okay? Or maybe you felt something called anxiety, like, why isn't this happening quick enough? You know, why am I not where I want to be in my life? Why isn't this happening at the level that, you know, I'd like it to happen? Why isn't it happening quick enough? The two main stoppers of getting you where you desire to go are the emotions that I call depression and anxiety. And all those are code word for is not being in an emotionally up state or giving yourself the time to get where it is that you desire to go. How much more effective would you be if you could be up more often? I don't mean like excited. I mean, you know, being able to play in the game at the right level, be like a professional athlete more often than not. How much better would you be if you gave yourself the patience and the desire to really take the time to get what it is you were looking for? Well, I truly believe there's only two main reasons of why a human being gets this way. Only two main reasons of why we allow ourselves to get down and out. Why you allow yourself to, you know, not give yourself the patience and the time to get where it is you're going. Well, this is the big reason why I'm bringing this up. You might say, hey, Mike, this is supposed to be an inspiring show. You know, why am I getting, you know, beat up with all this negative stuff? Well, here's my question. If you're in a boat and there's a hole in that boat, and the hole is on the side of the boat and water is pouring into that boat, should you figure out how to take a coffee can and get the water out of the boat and slowly get it out? Eventually, the lactic acid is going to build up in your arms, and eventually you're not going to be able to get any more water out of the boat. The real key is not to just get water out of the boat. We need to plug the hole. Now, what I mean by plug the hole is we need to find out what's wrong so we can get what's right working more effectively. So I believe there's two reasons of why you don't have what you want in this world, and they come down to emotions. And emotions are things on the inside. We can't see them. We can't feel them. But let's talk about this for a second. Let's talk about emotions. Think about the last time you were having a challenge. Just think about the last time you were having a bad day, you had a tough phone call, something you needed to do, the last time you were having a challenge. I want you to think about this right now for yourself. And I want you to say to yourself, I want you to just kind of think about this last time you were having a challenge. And I want you to think about what were you saying to yourself? You're probably saying something like this: why is this happening to me? And I'm sure if every one of you, we could talk here, if we were in an open forum, we'd all answer the same question. Why is this happening to me? And the reason why is anytime you're not getting what you want in this world, I truly believe you're focused on your problems. My mentor said it best to me years back, said, hey, if you want something in this world, you got to focus on what it is that you want. You're walking down the street, you see a beer can on the side of the road. If you leave it there, you are part of the problem. The second you pick it up, you're part of the solution. It doesn't take any more than a smallly intelligent group, a very tiny intelligent group, which we are way bigger than that here, those of you that are listening to me right now, to realize a very, very simple, simple statement that if you focus on something, you're going to get more of it. We all know this. But most of us aren't focused on what we want. We're focused on what we don't have. Now, this is nothing new. I know you typically know this stuff. The second reason why you don't get what you want, the reason why we get depressed, we give ourselves a very, very hard time in life, is very, very, very simple to understand. It's like being on an airplane. And they say the oxygen masks fall from the ceiling. They always say, put yours on first before assisting another person. The reason why they say put yours on first before assisting other people is you can't help people unless you help who? Yourself. I truly believe a way to be like destined to feel bad, destined to be a failure in life, is to do everything for everyone else and nothing for yourself. I truly believe the most selfish people in the world are the ones who do everything for everyone else and nothing for themselves. My question for you is, what if you were to start focusing on your solutions and becoming the best you can be? How much more could you give to your relatives? How much more could you give to your friends? People say, oh, Mother Teresa was so wonderful, but she took care of her health. She took care of herself, and she was able to give more to other people. And the biggest reason why she was able to give more is very simple. She took care of herself first. So the number one recommendation I have for you to really get what it is that you want is you have to focus on what it is that you want. And on top of that, focus on becoming the best you can be so you can assist other people. The second reason why you don't have what you want in this world, the first is you focus on your problems or other people's. The second reason why you don't get what you want in this world is very, very simple. And this all comes from the inside out. And it's a very, very simple thing that you have to learn to focus on. And we've all had those moments. You ever had that moment of clarity where just an idea comes to you? Idea will come to you in the middle of the night and it hits you like a ton of bricks, and you're like, I'm going to write that down. I got that good idea, that good note, and you say you're going to write it down. Well, I had a moment. I woke up at night. I couldn't remember what it was, and I was racking my brain. I went over my bookshelf, and I grabbed all the books that I had. Nothing interested me. I grabbed my laptop. Nothing was there I wanted to see. I flip on the TV. As I flip on the TV, I'm flipping through the stations at 4 o'clock in the morning, and there's infomercials on, and there's all kinds of stuff out there, you know, different things, cutting cans up and the chopper and this and that. And I'm watching all these crazy infomercials, and as I'm watching these, I flipped through one station. I saw this guy, and he made a very blunt statement. He looked like he was wearing a nice suit. He seemed like he had a great wife and a great life, and he was doing great. And he made a statement. He said, eagles are a lot like human beings. Eagles are a lot like human beings. And I start, you know, watching a little further. He said, when a baby eagle is born, it has a tiny little bit of liquid in its eye. A tiny little bit of liquid. It has no idea it's there. It's kind of like the manual, the control manual of our brain. It doesn't know why it's there. And this little, you know, liquid in its eye, it doesn't realize it's there until it needs it. Okay? So the baby eagle, when it gets a little cold, it's a little smarter than humans. Humans, when we are cold, we complain about it. When eagles are cold, they go somewhere warm. They're sometimes a little smarter than we are. And when the baby eagle's flying somewhere warm from the winter, it goes a little bit to the right, it goes a little too high, a little too low. If it gets a little off track, that little bit of liquid starts to harden in that eagle's eye. It starts to harden so much in that eagle's eye that it starts to create excruciating pain, pain that hurts so bad in that eagle's eye that the eagle's got a couple options. Do I get myself on track and make the pain go away, or do I continue in the pain? See, most human beings will continue in the pain until it becomes comfortable for them, until it becomes their new comfort zone. But what eagles will do is they'll get themselves back on track, and the pain will dissipate. This reminds me of the second reason why people don't have what they want in this world. And it's very simple. It's the basis of everything that I teach, the basis of every program that I do, and how I operate my entire life is a very simple premise. Have you ever been in a relationship where you said, this is going, and the answer was, nowhere? Or been in a business where you said, this is going, nowhere? Or you just felt like you weren't getting somewhere in life? We've all been there before. But we've also had those days in our lives where we said, I feel like I'm getting somewhere. I feel like I'm a little closer than I was yesterday. Or my sales and my communication, it's getting a little better than it was in the past. I feel like I'm moving in the right direction. We've all had these feelings that we're getting somewhere. What that magical feeling is the antidote. I'm telling you, it's once you learn this, it's going to be the secret to getting what it is you want in this world. The number one reason why you don't have what you want in this world is we focus on our problems, not our solutions. The second reason why is you don't make progress. Let me ask you a question. How good do you feel when you're getting somewhere? What if on a regular basis you focused on what you want and you worked on getting somewhere? It doesn't have to be all the way there. You focused on making progress. When you're getting somewhere, how do you feel? Are you typically depressed, down and out, a bad day when you're not getting somewhere? Of course not. Well, the key is when you're getting somewhere, that's the secret. The secret to getting where it is you want to go is you have to start getting somewhere. You've got to start focusing on progress. Little bits each day make all the difference, getting a little better. People say, well, how do you get good? How do you get good at talking with people? Well, you make progress. You work on it on a regular basis. So you may ask yourself, what is it that I should focus on? What is it should I want? And what areas of my life should I make progress on? Well, those answers are up to you. But if I could give you one simple recommendation, my recommendation would be if you could learn how to communicate with yourself and others, it'll make all the difference. Because anything you want in this world, it's going to require a person, at least yourself. And if you're looking to make money, it's going to require another person. So if you're looking to make more money than you currently have, a little secret, you're going to have to get it from someone else, which means you're going to have to learn how to communicate at a different or higher level than you currently do right now in your life. So my recommendation for all of you, as you're listening to this, is start focusing on what it is that you want and start making progress. Little bits of progress makes you feel good. You learn how to feel good often enough, you're going to do it more often. I could go on and on about this, but really the inside job comes down to a couple of very simple things. You have to learn how to master your emotions. You have to learn how to get your emotions in check. Focus on what it is that you want, not on what you don't want. And the third, it is so simple, is you got to start making progress. If you'd like to make more money, we got to start a penny at a time, a dollar at a time, a $10 bill at a time, a $100 bill at a time, a $1,000 at a time in order to get to $100,000, $1 million a year. If you want to get better shape, we got to make progress. Cut a few things out of your diet. Start making progress. Move around just a little bit more. You don't need the end result immediately, but we got to start focusing on our solutions and start making progress in our lives. So, Joyce, I could go on for hours about this subject, but I really want everyone who's listening to the show here today to realize that they got to start focusing on what it is that they want, and they also got to focus on making small progress on a regular basis, which leads you to feeling right, which gets you to move in the right direction.
Michael, I could listen to you for hours, but right now we all have to listen to a word from our sponsor.
Have you ever wondered what they put in those fabulous gift baskets that are given to all the stars at those exciting red carpet events like the Oscars, Grammys, and MTV Awards? They're healthy and organic spa products that enhance the health and wellness of your hair, skin, and body. Healthy and organic. They're extraordinary and safe for everyone. Best of all, they're 100% chemical-free. Did you know that every day the average adult uses many products that contain harmful chemicals, most of which have been proven to be directly linked to the most serious health problems? So, go green, go organic, get healthy, and live like a star. Go online and check out healthyandorganic.net to see the full array of spa products that you can buy right now. Healthyandorganic.net is an internationally recognized leader in the health and wellness industry, offering unique organic products that'll have you and your family looking good and feeling great, just like all the stars. That's healthyandorganic.net, keeping you healthy the organic way, the way of the stars.
That's healthyandorganic.net. Go green, go organic. Check out the website. Michael, there's so many things you said that you touched on I want to interact with you about. First
sure.
of all, when you referenced these courses that they don't give us in school, that's really funny because that was always a major, major gripe for me. They had us learning how to dissect a frog, very important for the skills we need in life, but teaching about teenage pregnancies and things of that nature, there was nothing about that. So you have so much to offer and so much in your teachings. Firstly, tell people how they can contact you, your website, what it is that you offer people.
Yeah, we have a lot of different things. I'll make it real simple for everybody. A couple little options you guys can do. We offer everything from teleseminars, working together with people. I've been doing this for 10 years, and I'm telling you, most speakers you work with, they have, you know, 5-10% of the people in the room will get it. You know, we have upwards of 50, 70, 80% of the people that take our courses make massive shifts, with 100% of the people moving forward in their life, and I have a proven track record of doing this over the last 10 years. So you can always contact us at michaelbernoff.com. That's michaelbernoff.com. You can also get me at Michael Bernoff on Facebook. Again, that's Bernoff. You can find me on our fan page. You want to add me, just say, hey, Joyce said it's okay, and maybe I mentioned the show, and I'll get you hooked up there as a friend. But I also got a free gift for every one of you that are listening to the show right now, and it's very simple. All you have to do is go to this website, freecoolvideo.com. It's F-R-E-E, cool, C-O-O-L, video.com. I got a cool video that I set up. You just got to put your name and email address, and I'll send it to you right away. It'll go right to your inbox. And when you go there, you'll click on a little link, and I got a great video on how to overcome an objection you get from somebody, whether it's a challenging conversation or whatever it is you're having with another person, how to overcome that and start, you know, moving in the direction that you desire to go. It's very, very powerful how to get yourself to do that. So my recommendation to you, if you come check us out, you can give me a call at 866-241-5111, 866-241-5111. If you mention the show, I got a bunch of great opportunities for you. But check out the free video. Check that out. You know, give us a call, 866-241-5111. I got communication products, persuasion, influence, 21 words to make anyone say yes, all sorts of really great stuff. Yet, let's start off small. Let's get to know each other and see where we go from there. You can always just either give us a call or feel free very easily to go to that freecoolvideo.com. Take advantage of that. I don't always have that up, but it's up right now during the show for you guys to listen to and take advantage of as well.
I'm going to go to Beverly Nadler. You're on the line here talking about with Michael Burnoff about from the inside job. I know you know a lot about that. That's a lot of what you teach. Is there anything you'd like to communicate to our guest, Michael Burnoff?
I'd just like to communicate that I'm enjoying listening to you. You are saying what I say almost every week, which is that people often know what to do, but there's something. I use the terminology having to do with the subconscious mind. And, of course, the beliefs that we have that interfere with our doing what we need to do, and I've done things on mastering your emotions. It's not difficult, but challenging to get people to get past that barrier that interferes with their ability to do what they want to do, what they know they should do, and to actually put it to use in their life. To me, Joyce has the number one best show every single day. There is wonderful guests. I'm on once and sometimes twice a week, and we always tell people in a loving way how they can improve their life. I don't know how many people follow that, but that is the challenge. But that's what makes our life, yours, mine, and Joyce's, so exciting, is because we get to do this all the time. So I want to thank you very much, Michael, for being on.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Michael, you said, and it was kind of like what she alluded to, the challenge is in doing what we know we need to do. Oh, my God, that hit home like a rocket ship. We do know what we need to do, and there is that something that is in the way for getting us to do what we know we need to do. What do you tell people to get over those hurdles?
Well, it's not really a major hurdle. It's very simple. I mean, bottom line is we need to learn how to become decisive people. If you could teach yourself and educate yourself on how to make decisions, you don't have a challenge with those areas. The challenge is decisions are an emotional challenge. So people think to themselves, I can't do that, I can't decide. I mean, it's nice to talk about it, but it's the ability to get somebody to actually do what it is they know. So it's our beliefs and our values that get in the way of our accurate decision-making. So to assist somebody, if let's say they know they should be in better shape, the thing is they take on this whole big plan of getting in better shape. You know, they take on this whole big diet, this whole plan, and they don't realize they're not looking at the challenge head on. See, one of the biggest things that I teach, I could give you the simplest little nutshell in this, and you'll come back another time I could talk about this at another show, is that when we set our goals of what we want, here's the number one reason people fail. They do not build challenges and solutions into their plan. A big corporate company will go out there and say, here's our goal for this year to make $100 million. Here are about 10 things that could go wrong, and here's how we'll solve what could go wrong. When I have an event that comes up, I list all the challenges we could possibly have. We have hundreds of people coming in from 7-8 different countries. We have all kinds of challenges we could have. Here's what could go wrong. Here's how to deal with those challenges. Most people set a goal, but they don't set out what their challenges might be. Once you see them on paper and you know how to overcome them, that makes all the difference. So whenever I teach people how to set their goals of, you know, what is they want to get or how to get it and all that stuff, I always say we then have to figure out what are some of the challenges that might come up, as well as ways to overcome them. So that way we know what could happen, how to overcome it, and what we want. With that formula, you're guaranteed to get anything you want in life.
Well, I think that's a great formula. I also want to allude to something you talked about before, how it has to go in on a deep emotional level. Now, I know for me, I'm very kinesthetic. You're an NLP practitioner. Mm-hmm. So a lot of what I do dictates how I feel at the moment. I got to really push through how I'm feeling. I'd rather be watching this on TV, but yet I know I got to make these 10 calls. So what do you say with people that have to really push and push and push to get through the feelings to get to where they need to get to?
Well, a couple of things. One, you got to educate yourself on how you operate. And what I mean by educate yourself is you have to learn how to get yourself in the right state of mind when you desire to. So the other thing I'm going to tell you is if you're sitting there on the couch and you don't feel like making calls, I recommend you don't do it. I recommend you do something else. And the reason why is, why would you want to do something you don't want to do? So I recommend practice doing other things. During our call to action course, I educate people and do things. I teach through indirect learning. Because it's like Karate Kid. He's teaching them while he was waxing the car and painting the fence and sanding the floor. He's like, when am I going to learn karate? He didn't realize he was learning the entire time. So the first thing that I do is so simple, is I go out there and I get them to do random things. So instead of, we're all avoidance creatures, instead of making your calls, you know, you need to make, go clean your desk. Challenge is, you know, you're thinking, well, I'm not making my calls. The benefit is you're teaching yourself, A, how to make a decision, get something done, and B, you feel better about yourself because you're making progress. Eventually, we get enough of these little tasks done, these little avoidance things, clean the drawer, clean the desk, clean out the car, paint the house, whatever it is. You run out of these things, you have nothing to do but make your calls. So if you don't want to do it, don't do it. I always tell people, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. Don't force yourself to do anything you don't want to do. You'll eventually get so annoyed you're not doing it, you'll have to go do it. But you got to just do something else. I'm telling you, it's a secret. I've been doing it for 10 years. It is the most ridiculous, backwards solution that has worked 100% of the time with all my clients. If they don't want to make the calls, I tell them to clean their desk. When they don't clean their desk, get back to me. I'm telling you, it works every time, Joyce. You've probably never heard that one before.
No, I didn't. I expected you to be innovative. Let me just go to my innovative sponsor. We'll come right back to you with some more questions.
Would you like to look and feel like a celebrity? Well, the word is out. You can. Enjoy amazing, healthy, organic, 100% chemical-free products that are used and loved by celebrities and the rich and famous all over the world. Go online and check out healthyandorganic.net. You'll see all of the fabulous healthy and organic products that you can buy right now. Best of all, these great products are all affordable, so you can not afford to be without them. Go online and check out healthyandorganic.net. It's awesome.
Michael, I really think you're awesome. I have read somewhere about you that one of your specialties is helping people recover from traumatic situations. How do you do that? Certainly we all have people in our lives that have traumatic situations, whether they are facing them or coming out of them. What do you tell them before? What do you tell them after when they've got this big trauma in the midst of everything?
Okay, I wish I could solve this one in 3 minutes here. All I'm going to do is give you the science behind it real quick. All trauma is something that's happened before. Someone will be have an emotional thing, be raped, abused, something happens, and they have a challenge that beat up, the raped, abused, and they do it one time in their life. It happens when they're, let's say, 15. And now they're 65 years old, and they replay it in their head 1,000 times a day for the last 40 years. So they had a bad experience happen once, but they did that bad experience themselves 5 million times later. What I do is I just do something very simple. I can't change. I'm not a therapist. I don't need to bill you over and over again. I'm a one-stop shop. It takes me 20 minutes, 30 minutes. I'll change how you feel, okay? And it's very, you know, innovative, as you said, unconventional what I do. And I can't make it not be there anymore, because if I walk up to you and I say, you know, tell me what happened to you when you were 6 that daddy did to you, and you tell me about it every single week, you're going to feel bad. I can guarantee you're going to feel bad. I can make you feel bad regularly, getting you to repeat what happened before. But what I do is very, very, very simple, and I'm going to teach you how to get this, is I don't focus on the event that happened. I don't focus on changing your actions to it. I just go in and I either change the way you feel about it, and if I can change the way you feel about it, your actions are different. I can't make the event go away. I can't make AIDS and cancer and problems and challenges and abuse and poor childhood and job loss go away. But what I can do is change the way you feel about it. And one of my earliest mentors had shared with me, it's not what happens to you in life, it's how you cope with it. And if you could change the way you feel, the way you see, the way you hear what's happened to you, and you have it in a different way, and you restructure it in your brain, that little teeny difference. This is not like a lot of people hear this from a scientific level. I literally can do this with people in 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes. I had one woman just recently that I was working with that had an emotional challenge with her father when she was a kid, been bothering her for 60-something years. I would say it took 8 minutes, and she said, I haven't stopped smiling since you worked with me 6 months ago. Okay, people that are scared to talk in public, get them over their fear. The fear of talking in public, some of these people have never even talked in public before. But the fear of talking in public is in their brain. And all we got to do is change the way their brain and their emotions feel about it, and everything starts to change in their life. So that's the three-minute version of a three-hour conversation.
Well, I want to be specific because this is something that's been going on for 3 years. I have a friend. The only child was adopted. So there was a tremendous driving to have children, couldn't have children. They adopted this child, and what it took to go out of the country and get a child. Child is 17 years old without any sign of anything really unusual for a teenager. At 17, she goes to the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, jumps off it, committed suicide. It's now 3 years later. And the father, that's all he talks about 24/7 is this incident. His life is about that. He's writing a book about that. It's like if you talk about anything else, just any kind of a diversion to make him feel better or take his mind off it, he thinks you're detached and not getting it. And this is 3 years later. So you're saying that working with someone with you, with your talent, with your gifts, it's not about refocusing on the event. That's all he lives, eats, and thinks about. He even had a license plate with her name. I mean, this is like I've never seen anything like this before. You're saying the point is to change how he reacts to it, how he thinks about it. And this is 3 years.
It could be 3 years or 30 years, yeah. It's very hard when you're inside of it to see it from the outside because you're thinking, I'm a parent, I'm this. You know, what about the child? What about this? Yeah, the only way to deal with that, we can't make my heart goes out for this individual. There's no way to change what happened. The only thing we can do, it's so unique. The only thing we can do is we could change the label and the meaning. Because the word suicide is so intimidating. It's so emotionally draining. Take their life is different. And what's interesting is we could change the wording just a bit. It changes the meaning. And when the meaning changes, it changes the emotion. See, we can't bring back this child. But what you can do is bring back the life of the person that's here on this earth still and understanding a couple of different things. So there's a lot of ways we can go about it. It would be one I'd want to solve individually with a person. But, yes, that type of stuff I would deal with on a regular basis, someone that could go to 3 to 20 years of counseling. We can work on it about an hour if they're really willing to change and they're really willing to switch their perspective. But it takes looking at it differently. But if you keep on replaying the same picture over and over again, because really what this person's doing is probably picturing what they were looking at when they were seeing their child that were lost, when they had to, you know, identify the body, or they're looking at, you know, finding
body
the body, or they're looking
recovered from
never recovered. So the story, so there's that picture in their head of maybe a conversation that wasn't had or something. If we can change the way that feels to the person, this sounds hocus pocus what I'm saying. It sounds odd. When I first started hearing this stuff, I would say it sounds weird. But if you think about it, if we were to adjust the way it felt, it's like being at a library. Okay, I'll give you an example. You get all the books at the library, all the books on the shelves, and if I were to come by and just take one of the books, just get rid of it, hide it and burn it, you never saw it ever again, would you know it wasn't there? You know it was missing, but you wouldn't be looking for it because your file would just skip over. Oh, I guess we lost a book in the inventory. If we can move a couple of pictures around, move across a couple feelings, we can make a major, major difference in this person's life. And it's very, very simple to do. It takes a very talented person to do. It's a very simple skill, but it takes years to learn, to be very effective with it. But, yes, that type of situation is the type of stuff that we deal with on a regular basis. So does that – I mean, I could give you the answer to it. It just would make more sense if the person was here.
No, I totally understand that, and it is someone, you know, that I feel so badly about because I've never seen anyone on that deep emotional level for 3 years, 24/7. I want to do something a little more uplifting for the moment. I want you to hear this original poem by the gal I brought on the line, Beverly Nadler, because I want us all to hear about the number one internet radio show.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good, and guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Yay! So here we have today the number one motivational speaker, trainer, coach, so much so that given all the guests, different ones every day except our regular segments, I have invited Michael to come back with us on May 2nd, to celebrate my birthday, have it be a show called The Celebration of Life. So I could not pay Michael a higher compliment that of all my guests, of all my contacts, that I wanted to share this day with Michael. You can reach him at 866-241-5111 to find out about his products. You can go to FreeCool, COOL, at video.com to see a very hot video. And, Michael, what would you like to say to wrap up?
I mean, at the end of the day, if you take anything away from anything that I shared here on the show here today, is just focus on one little thing that you can work on. If you can make progress in one simple area of your life, no matter what it is, focus on one thing to get progressive on, just a little thing, whether it's your health, whether it's your relationships, whatever it is, focus on one little area, break it into one thing, because you start making progress. Progress becomes addictive. And the more addictive you get to progress, the more you want to get somewhere, you're going to find yourself easily finding what it is that you want in this world. So very excited, Joyce. It was such a pleasure being on the show here with you here today, and I really appreciate it. I'm excited to come back on your birthday, and I got some great stuff lined up for that show.
I might have to schedule a 5-hour show with you, Michael, because you are really amazing. I really took notes, and there were so many things that you've touched my heart. Great show. Loved having you as a guest. And I'm going to sign off with an original song by Denise Nadler, Beverly Nadler's daughter. She wrote the song, and she sings the lyrics. And you, if you're interested in the CD, you go to StarVisions@yahoo.com. And today's show is all about knowing the power within. So the song is Know the Power.
Let it come through. Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like GEICO is more than just a company that can save you money. GEICO also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.